Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Proverbs 1:7, we read these words, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Do you know before you can be saved, you got to know something about God, the majesty of God, and to fear God, and, you know, knowing who He is and knowing who you are. I was talking to somebody this way. Oh, Noel Gilbert. I visited Peggy and Noel, and Peggy actually got up off the couch. She'd been laying down. They're probably watching this. I had the privilege of visiting with them in Lakeland the other day. And after that, I went and saw Helen. What a dear lady she is. Put me back on Noel and Peggy, okay? Okay. I went and saw a lady. She has the last stages of Lou Gehrig's disease. The last stages. Asked her about her relationship with the Lord. She's from Scotland. I loved her accent because she had that Scottish accent and all. And she's in a wheelchair. She can't. And just a big smile come on her face. Just mentioning the name of Jesus. A big old smile on her face came, oh, I know the Lord. And we just talked about the Lord, just the good things. Didn't talk about her problems. Just share some good things. Well, her husband was in the Navy and retired from the Navy. And I shared with him about what we're doing and with BB's daughter. Matter of fact, this is a commercial message. There's a sign-up sheet for things that we're sending to 10 people. I think they're called a birth. And BB's group, they all live in these little dorm, whatever, on a battleship, whatever, how they do that, you know. And we're going to send them love packages or care packages and all. Anyway, I was telling this lady about it. And here she told her husband to go back in our bedroom and told him what to get. And he came out and gave us $100. This dear lady, never met her before. She said, "I want to have a part in this ministry helping them." That just blew me away. $100. Anyway, I just visited Noel and Peggy. And Noel and Peggy was on the couch and she wanted to sit up. So we kind of helped her sit up on the couch. And she's still a beautiful lady. Peggy's still a beautiful lady. And I don't know how long Lord has but with her. But me and Noel always talks Bible when I'm over there. And we were talking about people getting saved. You cannot get saved until you know you're lost. Jesus put it this way. Those don't need a physician, I'm paraphrasing, if they don't think they're sick. Remember? You have no need of a physician. You don't think you're sick. You can't get somebody saved till they realize they're lost. And let me add one more thing. I know we have a soul winning evangelist and people coming. Our church does a wonderful job about soul winning. But be so careful, be so careful, be so careful. How when you go around witnessing, how you lead somebody to the Lord. Be careful about the sinner's prayers. Be careful about that. I'm not saying people aren't saved. Be very careful they're not relying on what they're saying. I ought to preach on that for a little bit. Salvation is not a work. Your prayer just realizes, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I use this example and I blowed my lesson. But let me share this with you. I shared this with Noel. I said, a guy's out there on the sea and he's about to drown and he's about to go under. You don't have to tell that guy what to say. You don't have to say, somebody save me. Somebody save me. I need help. Are you following how we do that? No, that guy's going to cry out from the depths. Somebody save me. I'm dying. Man, that's a sinner's prayer. When they realize their need for a Savior without Jesus Christ, they're nothing. I'm afraid there's so many people around in churches, in Baptist churches, that have said something, and they said, man, I'm okay because I've repeated something. I'm here. I'm not trying to warn. I'm not trying to scare you. I just want you to make your calling and your election sure. So many people, I said it, so I must be saved. There are a lot of people who have head knowledge, but how many have? You don't check. If you love me, you keep my commandments. You hear these people who make a profession of faith, and you don't see hide nor hair of them. They go back to the way they're living. You have a hard time convincing me they were born again. Again, I'm not being, I want you to go out and share the gospel, but make sure. Let me give you an evangelism. I went to Bible school years ago. You won't believe this. We had evangelism class, and we'd go out soul winning. I went with a teacher, because he would take our students, all students, one by one, different week, every during the week, and he chose me that Tuesday. We went on a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it was, in the neighborhood. Is this boring to y'all? I'll get back to the everlasting gospel. This will help y'all. It helps me. Knocked on the door, and a guy come up to the door, and, hey, we're so-and-so. We're visiting from the school, and, you know, we're just out sharing the gospel. Do you know Jesus? And the guy looked at him like, who are you? And he took him by the hand. He grabbed his hand, and he just started saying some things, and the guy just wanted, because he already had the guy's hand, and the guy in the house wanted to go in the house. I want to get away from this guy, okay? Again, I won't understand what I'm saying here, okay? We need to share the gospel. But he had him by the hand. And he says, you want to go to heaven? Who doesn't want to go to heaven? Unless a fool, it's a fool to say, I want to go to hell. Most people say, I want to go to heaven. Literally, he said, well, repeat this prayer after me. And I'm watching. I was his partner. And I'm watching. And the teacher bowed his head and he said, Lord, I'm a sinner. And that guy was standing there looking around. Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm watching this thing. And he goes to the sinner's prayer. And that guy had no idea. He just wanted, are you following what I'm talking about? God, save me. God, save me. You know, he's looking around and God bless you. You're on your way to heaven. And he closed that door and I'm afraid he's sevenfold more of a child of the devil than he was when God knocked, because now he's banking on something he said. Has nothing to do with my lesson, but there's a lot of people in churches today who made a profession of faith, but it's not real. And Jesus put it this way, and this is what got a hold of me. I was saved in May of 1982, a preacher's kid. Sitting back there, preacher kid all my life, and at youth camp, I was a young kid and go to youth camp at Groveland and when it first opened. I've been at youth camp about every year there. Anyway, everybody else is going up, so I'm going forward too. It's like a herd of cattle. And again, I'm not being, this is for me. Had a guy up there, well, say this, and I said that, and I came home, told the church I got baptized, and man, I'm doing good. Then it was one Sunday morning, I'll never forget. My dad was standing up here preaching, and he was there in the Gospel of Matthew when he said, many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works? Haven't we cast out demons? And Jesus said, I never knew you. Depart from me, that work iniquities. And man, it hit me like that. That's me. That may not be you. That was me. 22 years of age, man, I could quote you scripture. I could quote you 1 Corinthians 13. I could quote you all kinds of scripture. I was raised in this. I would sing in front of people. Mom and dad, I told you a story about getting money and peppermint as a kid from, man, but I was lost on my way to hell because I said something. That's me. It's not you. Everybody has their own different testimony. Are you following? But what's true for me could be true for somebody in here this morning. They just said something. And boy, when Daddy was preaching, I'll never forget. We had some new folk here, and I didn't even get my lesson. Maybe it's to go out on radio. I don't know. But anyway, that before it was done, I was saved during his preaching. About where David is sitting. He's in holy ground right there. And that's about where I sit. There, Ronnie, I forget which pew. One of those pews right there on that side. During the message, when I heard that, I said, God, forgive me. I'm a sinner, save me. That's basically what I said. You know what happened? I got saved sitting back there during a preaching service. As soon as the first chord, I couldn't wait till invitation, man. I couldn't wait till invitation. Daddy gave an invitation. It's probably just as I am. That's the old invitation hymn. I just remember the first time whoever was playing the piano. I can't even remember. I'm 22 years old. I ran down that aisle. Daddy says, what is going on? So I took Daddy by the back of his neck. I said, Daddy, I just got saved.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.